And I hope I have with me on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Iran.
Good morning. How is your son doing?
He's doing good, thank God, Baruch Hashem.
That's
you
good.
Know, it. My son is home with me for this morning, so it's bonding time. But hopefully, he'll allow me to get on the radio. So
bonding is fun.
Yes, we will try our best. But anyway, this is Torah Portion, which is Parshas Ki Tetzeh. 74 of the 613 commandments, the mitzvot, are in this week's Torah portion. And, you know, that this includes the laws of the beautiful captive, the inheritance rights of the firstborn, burial and dignity of the dead, returning a lost object, sending away the mother bird before you take her young, the duty of erecting a safety fence around the roof of one's house, so on and so forth. And at the end of the Torah portion, it talks about our obligation to remember what Amalek did upon the Jews.
The people of Amalek.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, in the second Aliyah, in the second portion, chapter of this week's Torah reading, the Torah tells us that the laws of returning lost objects to its owner. And what does it say? It says, if you see property of your friend lost, you shall not hide yourself from this awareness. Rather, you should return the object to him, is what it says. And the Torah then continues that if the owner can't be found, the finder must gather it into your home and have it remain with you until the owner seeks you out.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, on the surface, it seems that the Torah is teaching us to be honest. And we're being told to reject the idea of, you know, finders keepers, you know, the expression finders keepers, losers weepers.
Yeah.
And instead, we must return lost objects that we find and not keep them for ourselves. But like each of the 613 Torah commandments, there is got to be obviously
a
beyond
catch.
The practical
yeah.
instructions that each mitzvah teaches us that there's a deeper meaning and life lesson. The question is what is this life lesson? You know, Torah is teaching us, and we talk about this a lot, the definition of personal responsibility towards others. Now, oftentimes, we know, we find ourselves in a situation where we encounter something that needs our attention. Like there's a kid who always has, you know, there's a new boy in your class that's not fitting in. Then, you know, there's a friend whose family is struggling because both parents lost their job. Then there's the older woman that's in the grocery store struggling under the weight of a shopping bag. At that moment, we are faced with a critical decision. On one hand, we can say, look, it's not my problem. I'm not the other kid who's making fun of this new boy. He's not my brother. Why do I need to stick my neck out and defend them and help them fit in?
Yeah.
Now, what this mitzvah teaches us is an absolute rejection of this idea. The Torah says that if you encounter something that is lost, someone that is hurting, someone that needs help, you cannot turn a blind eye and say, you know what, it's not my problem. I don't need that trouble. Just the opposite. The reason that this problem came to my attention and that I saw it is because I am, and therefore have to do something about it. God made me see it. There's a reason why I was put in that situation at that time, at that place. Now, if we think to ourselves, what responsibility I have, and how I keep on connecting to the generations in the past, they cared and so on and so forth. But we all have to be able to come together, regardless, it's not my problem, it is my problem. The fact that I'm there, and the fact that I see something, I need to be able to do it. I need to be able to say something, whether it be returning it, whether it be doing the favor for the other person. Is it my problem that the old lady doesn't have someone helping her schlep her bag? It's not my problem. But if I'm not there, but if I'm there and I see it, it becomes my problem. I need to have that mitzvah of helping that person.
Yeah.
And that's something, that is so important, especially in our daily life, and especially in our times, whether it be, trying to instill this in our kids, trying to instill this in in whatever it may be, that we make sure that we're constantly doing this to be able to, you know, when you walk in the street and you see, let's say in the store and you see someone that's struggling and you go and help that person, you know, someone's going to say, wow, look at that Jewish person. He didn't have to help. He just helped that person for no reason. It makes also something which is called a Kiddush Hashem, sanctification of God's name.
Yeah.
And so these things are so important, especially now in the month of Elul, which is the one month before Rosh Hashanah, where we have to introspection, is to look into our lives, look into ourselves, and to try and figure out is, how can I become a better person? What did I do last week that was not something that I was supposed to do, and this week I'm going to change? What did I do this past year, and now this week I'm going to change? And I think that is a very, very important lesson that we can learn from this week's Torah portion. I apologize, it's a little bit shorter than normal.
Don't apologize.
If I go any longer, my son's not going to allow me to.
Don't apologize.
Talk,
so. It's a community radio. Everybody is welcome.
That's right.
Services.
Services. We have Friday evenings at 7 o'clock. Shabbat morning is at 9:30, and Sunday morning we have minyan, a communion minyan, at 8:15, and then Monday and Thursday at 7:15 in the parasol. So it's a good way to start off the week.
It is. Rabbi, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
You too.
And happy bonding.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We'll talk next week. Bye-bye.